Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known in cyber world as Daisy. My contact information is Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478, at keen.com for readings, and Janet Thornburg at facebook.com for prayers. And our topic for this show is life's journey. You know, I think we need help in understanding some of the things that occur in our life, like disturbing experiences in relationships, sickness, disease, losses, both physical and financial. And understanding these things occur as a result of curses or reaping a bad harvest. Understanding cycles and seasons of times that certain things occur within relationships that deal directly with our choices. Others are related to destiny and like I said, individual choices. Okay, so our first big life journey is learning to live this life as a human being, and I don't think growing up is easy. It's greatly influenced by our genetic structure. Our parents give us the size of the cup. A lot of recovery programs indicate birth order has a lot to do with how we react. Culture, traditions have a lot to do with our expressions on our journey. On the last show, we spoke about mindsets and how what we think creates how we act. And how we act determines our habits. Our habits shape our character, and our character shapes our destiny. I spoke on the importance of renewing your mind to be transformed. God has a divine destiny for each of us, and He is fair. He is no respecter of persons, and your life journey is governed by your thought life. The most important thing I can give you today is this. It is imperative that you take control of your thought life. The most important thing you can do for yourself is to think good thoughts. Scripture tells us, think on these things, what is good, honest, lovely. Think thoughts of love, which is God. Our call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. And remember, nothing will change, even though readings are potentials. They are potentials, but it will not change in your life until you change the way you think. And how do we overcome bad thoughts with words? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You speak positive. Even in Leviticus, it says, speak blessings over your children. Okay, let's take a call here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to see what shows up.
Okay. It says, you know, the final outcome here is accomplishment. You know, you will reach independence. You'll have material well-being. Right now you're in a cautious stage process. And what I mean by cautious is you really have to not allow, you have to be deliberate. You have to not allow negative thoughts to your desires and your wishes to influence how the way you think. Also, I have a new woman, a very warm-hearted and fair woman, and you're going to really love her. She would be a devoted kind of woman, and she has a gift of vision. She can sense things. Coming into your life, it looks like this month, it shows that you're a very good worker, that you work hard, and you're very dependable, and you hang on to that, you know, because you're about to be rewarded. You have St. Michael the Archangel around you to help you with patience. You know, last Sunday's service was that along with faith, we need patience, and patience in Proverbs says has a perfect work in us if we allow her to, and we have to allow ourselves to become patient. And I think that's what you've been tried with, is patience, but it's about to be happening here, and you should see some changes coming up. In fact, not only an adventure in your love life is coming up, but some kind of, I know your hard work's going to pay off, remember that, but some kind of communication coming up about advancement. And it says this before this month ends. Okay?
All right. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless. You know, it's really hard living the way we're living now and seeing what we're seeing. I've booked my next show for August 20th at 2 p.m. And I'm sorry about the change in time today. I'm not sure what happened, but I want to address these raw emotions. And when I did prayer, my meditation and prayer, I asked what motivated that shooter in Dallas, and I got raw emotions, which I was also given the story of Adam's sons, you know, when that murder occurred, and how those raw emotions caused that, and the hatred took over. And we're experiencing a lot of that, so these next two shows are going to be based on trying to help people with raw emotions. And I'm sure we've all been angry about something at one time or another, but we need to be slow to anger. We need to not react to our emotions to get us into trouble. And that's basically what happened here. So it's sad, and we need to really get everybody thinking peace, and peace begins with us. You know, it begins within you. And when you have become at peace inside, then you'll attract peace to you. So we have some planetary things that are affecting us right now. The cosmic influence news from the heavenly realms. Planets just don't disappear. When we give an aspect, and you know, it's a 24, people think it's just gone, but it doesn't. It's still influencing society around the globe. And right now what's influencing us is Venus trine Chiron, which is healing in relationships. And what that means is, okay, maybe you don't have one, and so you could be healed of that and have a really healthy one come. So it's astrologically indicated that coupling is going to start as well. Then we have Mercury and Jupiter in alliance, supporting energies, expecting finances. So we should see financial things picking up now as we head into August and the close of summer. Now, we also have a temporary block on our plans, and that might have been a lot of why a lot of people might have been disappointed at last night's lottery, but it's just a temporary thing. Don't get caught up in it. With the moon in Virgo square Saturn, we need to watch for stubborn and also reacting with raw emotions. And the moon is parallel Jupiter, which is a good aspect for career opportunities. So advancement is astrologically indicated too. And I'd like to take the time now to pray. Father God, you tell us in your word in 2 Timothy that we're perilous times would come and there would be violence in the streets, and there's so much hatred and violence going on. But we as your true believers ask that we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit and ask to use us in any way that we can to be a blessing to others. And we pray for these people that are demonstrating raw emotions of hatred and the spirit of rage, and we ask that you help them. I know the Holy Spirit is here on the earth to help even non-Christians, non-believers. The Holy Spirit is here to help anyone that will submit to it. So we ask for your protection for our country and the right person to get in office, and for our country to be advance now and to overcome these things and set an example to the rest of the world in Jesus' name. Okay, let's take another call here. Okay. Come on, computer. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
Good afternoon. So you'd like me to just see what's coming up for you?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Something quick to come to a conclusion, and maybe something that you've been dealing with for a while, and it's also showing that you have a good spiritual perception yourself. You can perceive things, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You should develop that, and but you have really good radar, and
thank you.
You need to. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm getting this next card's telling me that she doesn't feel like she has it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's because of the things that you. But you are sharp. You're very sharp mentally. You have a strong guardian angel around you right now, Saint Michael, which is good. And you're getting ready to the resolution of a problem. So you actually have two cards here saying that you're solving something. That you've been working on.
That's great.
Something you've been looking forward to. Yes. And the last card is the lover. So I'm going to say adventures coming up there and love. And this looks like a trustworthy thing. One
okay,
you can trust.
That's awesome because I've had some bad luck in that department for a really long time.
Well, I know,
so.
And that's probably why you don't think you have that good perception. It shows the past being a reason that you don't, you know, and that does do... It does affect us, you know, being abused or, you know, rejected or abandoned, all those things, you know, they have, those things don't go away.
No, they don't.
I agree. You have to work on them, though. But it looks like you have quite an adventure coming up. And freedom from bad emotions. And you're really going, it shows that you have, in your heart, you're very sincere. So work on that and realize that you do have the ability to perceive things, but sometimes our emotions get in the way. If you're going through a bad time, you don't see it.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. It's always great talking
you're
to
well.
You.
Thank you. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay. Let's move on here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good.
I was just wondering what the cards would have to say today.
Okay. We will take a look at that. Well, it says a lot of your burdens are in the passing influence line, meaning they're going away. And it shows that, you know, you've been surrounded, like you're like a little beam of light in the midst of darkness. So you've had some negativity on both sides of you. And, you know, but that's being lifted. That's being lifted.
Wonderful.
You're unhappy about, not unhappy, unsatisfactory feelings, I think, more than unhappy, about, you know, your financial stuff. You're troubled about that a little bit. You want to be, you got motivated, and you want to be able to, you see that as a solution to a lot of things. Well, remember that little temporary block on with the moon in Virgo, but it's going to come. It's a little, and your next card says there's been a little setback, but actually, and it shows the person that has to watch every penny here. That's in the present, but that's going to change. That energy is going to change, and you've been in just a little bit of a setback, but you're going to see a big change here. Where, you know, you're working in the right direction. You're doing good at working on the things that you have, but you are going to see your ship come in. Is that last card? And like I said, with with the moon parallel Jupiter, that's a good aspect for opportunities. And also with that Mercury-Jupiter alliance, and that's going to be affecting us the rest of the month. So that's really good about bringing forth money harvest.
Yay.
Okay. You're starting to feel
wonderful.
Like you're more in control of your life than you have been. So, and it's a result of a sincere interest in making the necessary effort, you know, to work on yourself. So you are going to, you are being strengthened, and you have a windfall coming very, very soon. You won't, this year won't pass that you won't be in a better position.
Oh, God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for this show.
Oh, you're welcome. I love doing them. It's I feel like, you know, at my age and time, I want to pass on all that I've experienced. And my road wasn't easy, but I just hope it'll be a blessing to people. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Let's move right along here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Wanted to ask about two dudes, two men.
I could.
Well, when you have that experience, it's usually... it could be a mental thing of how you've imaged what you want in a man, and you got it close, but there's something you like about both of them, and it's hard to make a decision. And they both could be soulmates. I mean, people think there's only one soulmate. That's not true. There's one twin soul, one true person that's destined for you. The you know, match made in heaven, as they say. But when you get involved with two soulmates, it can be a rough experience.
Yeah.
Again,
well,
the past
relationship, the police officer, Calvin, I texted him this morning to say, hey, you know, be careful out there. I'm always praying for you. I pray for the other one, too. But, you know, and he thanked me. He also sent me pictures. And I said, okay, don't do this again. So I don't know if he's changed his mind or where his head is. That's number one.
Okay. I was very moved to see testimonies of people in that Dallas shooting of how the police were getting them out of harm's way. And you know, we get to see something good. You know, there's a small percentage in everything that – you know, people are motivated by anger.
Hatred.
Deep-rooted anger.
And I tell people.
We have to realize
that
they're not all like that.
And I told people that. I said, if you know cops and you know what they go through on a regular basis, I see where the anger comes from and the frustration. I get it. They get it, you know, and they're not perfect. But you have to understand what they deal with on a regular basis. I mean, to have to get up every day and deal with people in all kinds of capacities.
Angry people.
It has to be hard, yeah. And so
angry people, altered people,
police officers
people who
right
are also on drugs.
Yeah.
Well, he's thinking of you. He's thinking of you. He has never really put you out of his thoughts. You know, there's been times where he thought there was unstable emotions between you two, and he resisted it a little bit. And but that really touched his heart, because I think he had a glimpse of the real you. But, you know, sometimes people have a hard time, especially like just what you said, what they deal with every day, to believe anything is genuine. You get to the point where you wonder. Yeah, so there's definitely... he would like to renew his passion with you again because he's just never forgotten it. He thinks that the intuitive side of you is great. He just worries
mm-hmm.
about the emotional side.
Yeah. I mean, I think being apart from him now and understanding him now has helped me, is allowing me to deal with him in a different light. So there's only so much you're going to get out of him. So I've come to accept that part. I get it now with him. It's not, I know he's never going to marry, or, you know what I mean? You just know, and goes back to what I was saying, you love people for where they are and who they are at them in that moment, and don't try to make them into what you want them to be. That is a big lesson.
You can't change anybody. You can only change yourself,
no.
You know?
Yes.
I'm choosing to change,
and I'm choosing to change how I deal with him or anybody,
mm-hmm.
you know? So,
mm-hmm.
It's weird, but we'll see what happens with him, because I don't know if he's still mad at me about what he claimed I did, so I don't know.
I see a resolution to that, and I really think that you're going to our church this month, and I'm not the only one doing this. It's really funny because I got the spiritual revelation, and then I got this thing in the mail from Rod Parsley doing the same thing, identical same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Isaiah 61 is God's promise of beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and if we're receptive to that, that can happen to us. And I'm feeling in my spirit, in Jesus' name I come against the spirit of debt and the spirit of poverty. I adjure that spirit of debt and spiritual forces behind it out of Vicky's life, out of our lives, out of everybody's life who's listening, out of our homes, out of our family, out of our country, every area of our life, in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
one, that's
name.
The second one. The little one.
Okay.
I promised I would make him food this weekend. I changed my mind because I haven't heard from him, so I changed my mind. It's about Vicky this weekend.
Okay. The first card is vanity, and vanity is vexation of spirit. It's a person's agenda sometimes that causes them to react in a certain way, you know. He's having trouble with disillusionment in himself, not in you, and he just can't figure things out. It says it's his learning lesson. He has a lot of mental karma this lifetime, but he's trying to. He's a little beware. Beware of help offered by other people. He's not a very trusting person, and it's all due to his past. It's not due to anything. You're just getting kind of the brunt of it. But he has great tears and depression without you. So I show a quick resolution. I think he's going to take that step. And there's something coming up at the first of the week that he's going to ask you about.
The vanity thing, is that his perception of, and I don't know if this may help somebody, is that his perception of the women or the type of woman
yes.
that he truly
yes.
desires?
Yes. It's all in that little package under vanity. Vanity is vexation of spirit. Vanity can be, it comes to mind the Apostle Peter, you know, and I tell
mm-hmm.
people, you need to look at him. He actually walked with Jesus, and all the times that he failed because it was his agenda. It was his, he wanted to do it his way. And, you know, he promised, he made a lot of promises and didn't keep any of them. To Jesus.
Yeah.
So a person with their own agenda and mixed with emotions is the way they act. And he's still acting out of what's happened to him in the past.
And does this have to do with a woman? Or women? Or being flirty?
No, it has to do with past experiences that he's
okay.
dealt with. Okay.
I don't understand this, but whatever. I don't. I'm trying. Sorry.
Well, it's hard to understand. You know, but it's like this. You have to trust in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. This is something maybe that he doesn't understand, so you can't understand and I can't understand. I'm just picking up what's causing it. But trust in the Lord with this. Give it over to God and ask him to help you with it.
I actually made that promise this morning. I think I need to focus on healing my relationship with the other one. I really would like to heal that relationship. And I can't worry about him right now.
We will take that in prayer, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's move right along here. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay, I didn't know which one we was talking to.
I'm talking to you.
How are you?
What's coming up for you? I'm always in a good mood when I do radio shows because I feel like I'm doing my ministry, you know, although I'm not active doing services like I do. I do prayer services all the time, but I feel like, you know, God's using me, and it's fun. I love for him to use me.
Good, me.
Help other people.
I love for you doing it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. First card is opposition and obstacles, and it has to do with another woman and her jealousy of you and her deceitfulness, and it's created, you know, when people get programmed. You know, people get programmed in their mind. Some people call it brainwashing. It only takes 1/25th of a second to give somebody a thought. Do you ever notice the old drive-ins or the movie theaters, they come on with the intermission and they flash all this, just 1/25th, flash all these things on the screen, you know, good things to eat, and next thing you see all these people filing out, going and getting something at the... Yeah. Well, we can be programmed. And it all this has to do with, I got the card of religion, but this card also means past life stuff. And it can be a state of depression as well, which he has, you know. But it's crossed by him actually, he's a little immobile right now. We've got that. That's your obstacle and your delay. But he is definitely realizes that he's made a bad decision. And he's letting money rule him. He feels like he has to have, money has to be the answer. But as you recently experienced, sometimes you got to step out in faith. And then doors will open. You know, you just can't sit there and wait for it to fall out of the sky, right?
That's what I think.
Yeah, you have to take action. So I've got good news. There's a proposal coming from him to you. It's coming up here before the close of summer, which we already got, one more month?
Right.
Amazing. How fast these seasons go by.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for fall.
I know. I love, that's my favorite. Well, spring and fall. I like spring, too, when everything's coming out after winter. But you just trust God with all your heart and walk by faith and not by sight. And what that means is have spiritual sight, you know. It was really cute. One of the little kids came up to me at one time after church when I said that, and they go, "Aren't we supposed to watch the stoplights?"
No. I love it.
children are amazing. I just love them.
Yeah,
I said okay. I better tell the people walk my face, but not by sight except at traffic lights, right? What that means is don't let what it looks like affect you. Is what that sight means. What you're seeing that's looking bad towards getting. Don't let that deter you. Don't let that be the judge of it. Not what it looks like. That's what that means. Well, thank you, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. All right. This is good. This is good. I feel really good about people calling in like I said, these next two shows are going to be based on emotions. And I really feel this shooter in Dallas was raw emotions, full of hatred and the spirit of rage. And that spirit is very heavy in the world right now, and we're seeing a lot of what 2 Timothy said, that we would come into perilous times. But you must realize that your emotions are the results of your thoughts. If you think sad thoughts, you'll become sad. If you think joy and happy thoughts, you'll become happy. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks within, not what he plays on the outside, what he really is within, so is he. And we need to reject the beliefs that emotions are the results of our nationality. That's another thing today with this racial stuff. We're all God's children. He made all the nations. And jealousy and hatred and stuff, that's not from God. That is not from God. We're made in God's image, all of these people. In Joel chapter 2, it says he pours out his spirit on all flesh. That means the bad guys, too. So he's going to turn this thing around, and we're going to end up having a testimony. And if we think in line with the way God asks us to do, our emotions will follow, and there will be a healing. I mean, God gave us emotions. Emotions are good. That negative emotions are not good. And those are the ones that we need to take captive. And in 2 Timothy 1:7, it said God has given us the power of love and a sound mind. That sound mind means self-control in the Greek. So self-control is something that we have and that we need to learn to believe that we can be in control. And as we control our thoughts, we'll control our emotions, and then we'll feel the right circumstances coming into our life. And we should always reject the urge to want to control others. That's not good. And just remember God's goodness in everything. You know, God has a future for us. He has good thoughts. Jeremiah 29:11. He has good thoughts for us, and he wants us to enjoy a good future, and he has a future for us. That if we're sitting around thinking things will never change, those are negative things that we put into our mind, you know, we look at it, we have a destiny, and we're going to, we're in a year of Jubilee when you can really see things happen. And even though the world may fall apart around us, if you are connected and born again to the Spirit, things are going to get good for you. So we need to expect good things to come. We need to start expecting them. And if you see something that causes concern or worry, that's a signal to pray. And you want to get into agreement with someone. You want to pray with someone that will agree with you, because the power of agreement, what two agree upon, it shall be done for them. It's not maybe, Matthew 18:19. And sometimes when worry and these troublesome things come up, it's a time to go deep with God. It's a time to really connect and steep our life in Him, and don't worry. And we need to realize that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, Philippians 4:19. And that's how we change things. We speak positive words over ourselves. You know, when I start getting that human feeling of wanting to worry about money or something, I start saying, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And when I feel a little tired, like I'm not going to be able to make it, like I'm running out of steam, I say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And people are amazed at how much I accomplish in a day's time. And I'm just, it's through God, and I have, it's Christ that strengthens me. And I want everybody to hold on, read Isaiah 61, and know that these things are coming for you. You know, put your name in there, as it's for you. The oil of gladness, and put your name in there, that it's for you. Because God wants to give us the beauty for ashes, which is our suffering, and we've seen a lot of it. And I want to conclude this again, and Father God, I praise Jesus for all the people that called today and are listening, and I pray that we all submit our lives to the Holy Spirit, to be guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in the earth today trying to help us, to helping those that don't know Jesus to find Jesus, helping those of us who do know Jesus to advance to a life more abundant. Jesus came to give us an abundant life. So I ask, I pray for all the people that are suffering right now and mourning over lost loved ones, and I pray for these people that are lost, these people that are being guided by hatred and the spirit of rage. I speak to that spirit, adjure you to get your hands off of God's property. All souls are mine, says the Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus, and in his name we pray, amen. Okay, the next show will be on August the 20th, and it is at 2 p.m., so and it's about our emotions, raw emotions, and helping with areas that we all need to meditate on the word day and night, and you shall prosper. And that's, we come together of like mind, and we receive blessings. But also remember, the devil will try to try you on it. Don't listen to him. God bless you, and I'll see you next month. Bye now.